Good morning. My guest this morning is Carl Hamilton from the Raven Theater. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
When I first saw this press release, I thought they're having a spelling bee at the Raven Theater, but then I realized that this is the name of a play, actually the name of a musical comedy, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It opens August 15th and plays through September 7th. What is this show about?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that comment you made because I'm also a drama teacher at Cardinal Newman High School here in Santa Rosa, and we did this show about 2 years ago, and part of our promotion was the poster and the flyer, and the first thing I saw was I said, people are going to think it's a spelling bee if we don't put musical comedy across it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's one of the inputs I have. And
right,
some people,
right.
They don't want to go see a spelling bee maybe, but they'll want to see a musical comedy.
So when was this originally done?
It opened on Broadway somewhere between 15 and 20, off Broadway, 15, 20 years ago. It was a workshop. They workshopped a couple of songs in it, and then they developed into a musical. Then it ran off Broadway, and then it went to Broadway. And it won a Tony Award. It was a huge hit.
So it looks like a spelling bee.
It is a spelling bee. Uh-huh. Basically, it's seven kids on stage. And we also have audience members be part of the show. We invite audience member up stage, and they also get words of spell. Their stuff is pre-planned, but it's an audience participation show. And so by the end of the first act, all the audience members gone, and then we finish out the spelling bee.
So are the kids actually played by kids?
No,
the age?
They're not. They're played by probably people between their 20s and up to 50 years old. It's one of the appeals of the show.
Yeah.
It's one of the challenging parts of the show, too, is not to get an older actor who tries to play it like a young kid. They have to sort of have balance that. So all the actors in this production are old, in their mid-20s all the way up to 50 years old.
Amazing.
It is.
That's really interesting. What happens, basically? What's the action of the play?
Well, the action of the play, it tells stories about each student, each adolescent, and it goes through a spelling bee, how it's done. It uses humor and music. So each at the end of the play, there's a winner.
Uh-huh.
But in between that, you get the story of each individual person up there, and they have their own story, their own personality, and it has really touching moments and very funny, hilarious comedy based on some of the things they've seen from spelling bees in the past. So there's a historical perspective to it.
Right. Do any of the people who are in the show, have they actually had experience with spelling bees?
I have one actor who was in a spelling bee, in a county spelling bee, and said they won the county spelling bee.
They won.
Yeah, and then they lost it some sort of preliminary round. That's about it. But I'm sure we've all done spelling bees in school.
Right, of one sort or other.
Right, right.
I was always really good at that.
Yeah, I'm horrible.
My skill at spelling bees made up for a number of other sins that I had. So how is the cast feeling as they approach opening night? Are they ready?
Well, you know, one of the ways I work a musical is that the first thing that I do is we get together and we work on the music. And we work on the music for probably 4 weeks. I don't do any blocking. I don't do any character analysis or anything like that. And then we work on the choreography because there's three dance numbers in the show. And then when we get to this week, actually, we just started blocking the show at the theater, and the cast is feeling very confident because the hardest part of a musical is getting your musical numbers down with your choreography. Now we start to develop the characters, and once they get the musical songs down, their character is kind of already developing. So my job is just to kind of move them around, put them in places, and let them take off.
Sounds like you've directed musicals before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done probably 200 shows in my lifetime, about 50 musicals.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm mostly in Sonoma County.
Uh-huh.
I got my master's in theater from UC Davis. I ran a nonprofit theater company here in Sonoma County for 10 years at the Sonoma Valley Shakespeare Festival out in Sonoma.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a company I've worked with here locally. I've worked for the Santa Rosa Players, the Raven Players, my own company, Odyssey Theater. I've done a lot of work in this area.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in, Carl, and good luck with the show.
Okay.
Let's tell people once again that the title of this show... remember, this is the title of a Tony Award-winning musical comedy, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It opens on August 15th, plays through September 7th at the Raven Theater in Healdsburg. For information, here's the telephone number, 433-6335. And online, it's raventheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.